Cornelius Bott was interviewed at the Barclay Valley Museum on January 23, 1995 by Carly Blair.
How long have you lived in the Barclay Valley?
I came to Schmidt's Barclay Valley the 1st of July, 1958. And I have ever lived in the Barclay Valley. Well, in the beginning, we didn't have a house, we rented a house. And in the same fall, I bought some lots. And next spring, in April, we start building the house.
What did you, like, what was your occupation while you were here? Like, when you first came here?
What I did?
Yeah.
Well, what do people, the first, I was right away employed by Kodesh, the firma, the building firma. And Kodesh, that is Konst, Derrickson and Stam, they call the name Kodesh. And they were building on the Catholic school, St. Joseph School.
Oh, yeah.
And that was, I came on a Wednesday, I guess, and Thursday morning I started working over there. And after that was finished, where do the immigrants go? You know, to the plane no more.
Like everybody else.
Everybody else. I worked at the plane mill, and I couldn't speak word English, besides yes and no. I knew one sentence I learned in the old country, and that was, I like my coffee very sweet. That is all that I knew from English.
Boy, that must have come in handy, eh? Do you know how much you got paid there?
I get paid there $1.25 an hour.
Really? Was that good for...
Well, it was the rate. It was not good. But it was... They didn't pay anymore. And when they worked there, I think, for second year, they tried to get a union in. And the boss was very much opposed to that. As Mr. Jewell, he owned the plane. And he get so far that he get later on $1.65 an hour. That's when they... That was the best pay I get over there.
Now you get paid, what, is it $13 or something like that? To work there?
30 or more I get now.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah, I think it's about 17, 18 or some 20. I don't know.
How much was your rent for your house?
Well, I forgot that. I don't know what I paid for the rent.
But you had... Did you have money left over for after your rent was paid? And
well, we were in a typical situation. We came right from the old country. And there, it was very different as it is, was here, as it is here right now. When you came over here, they had 8 kids.
You did?
And they all had, the youngest was 7, and the oldest was married. I don't know how old she was. But the girls, Mary, Anne, and Trudy, they were all working in the hospital. And they get their pay. And the boys were working some place else, one in the garage, and the other two, they were still very young, with Jerry and Nick. And they work in the bush and they work in the planer. And we did it the old way. When I was in Holland, I worked for my mother. She was a widow on the farm. And my highest pay over there was $2.50 a week, pocket money.
Holy cow.
And we followed that same principle over here. Mm-hmm. All the little paychecks for the girls and the boys, we came together. They get their, allowance, and there we built a house from. I bought 9 lots to Shane Fall, the place where I live now, that's on Broadway South. And next year, April, we start building a house.
Was it a big house?
No, it is not a big house. It's 30 by 40. And that took about 2.5 years
to build.
When the house was finished, every time then the paychecks came in, he bought some materials and put it on the house. And in the fall already, it was not finished, the roof was on, the walls were in, and everything was open and unfinished, and he moved in. And every time he did something to the house, and it was about 2.5 years the house was finished, and then the boys and the girls would get their own paycheck. But I made $5.25 an hour. I never had a mortgage on the house or anything else. Never a loan, never.
No.
He paid everything cash. Try that now.
Yeah. No, he can't get anywhere without getting a loan. So I guess, was it just a one room house?
No.
No?
I had 3 bedroom house. Not a basement.
No.
No. But it's a pretty good house. You still live in it, and
oh, you still live in it?
Oh, yeah. Never moved. Don't like to move either.
No, I guess not, after being there for so long and building it from the ground up.
And my oldest son, he designed it, and we all together built it.
Have you ever added on to the house? Have you ever added on to the house?
No, no.
No,
we still the same thing.
Hmm. Where are you from, exactly?
I came from Holland.
Holland?
Yeah.
Did you attend a school there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? What grade did you go up to?
I was as high as grade 8 when I left the school. I was 11, 12 years old. I went full time to the farm working. And in the morning from 4:30 to milk the cows until 7 o'clock at night. That were the days.
Okay. Your dad died? Did your dad die when you were really young? Is that why you took care of the farm? Or
no, well, my oldest brother was there. We did more. Later on, my oldest brother went out and he married, and another brother got married. And I worked alone, managed the farm when I was 20, I guess. Until I was 26, and then I get married, and my brother took over the farm.
Must have been a tough job, eh? To take care of that all by yourself?
Yeah, well, my sisters were there too, and they helped milking the cows and do the work. And we worked on the farm, and everything was there before I took over. Sometimes there were 4 brothers. We milked 8 cows, and we had about 10 acres, used the land for potatoes and vegetables and beets and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever sell beef?
No, not for beef, because it's taking milk out.
Dairy cows. When did you go into the egg farm business?
Well, we were here, and I always was a horse lover, and I liked to have a horse. And first time we bought a horse and kept them behind the house, but you were not allowed to have a horse inside town. Mm. We were looking for a little piece of land, and my son John, he found a piece on the end of Third Avenue, and it was a 3-acre piece, and he bought that for the horse. And because we had the land, and I like to do some more with it, we put on a building, chicken house, 40 by 40, good for 1,000 pounds. had to do that, be shy the work after the work and things like that, and that was a little bit difficult. This we built another chicken house, and I could keep 6,000 hens. And then I had a full-time job.
Well, I guess so.
Yeah.
It'd be a tough job to have.
Yeah.
So did you sell the eggs, or did you use them as trade for other
clients? I sold the eggs to Super Value, and later on to Safeway. And for 13 years, I drove to Hazleton every Friday and sold my eggs there in the store.
So you must have made a pretty good living by doing that.
No, not that bad. Actually, you have to have, for that time, I was a very small one. And I made a living, but I didn't make any money. And after later on I tried to sell the farm, but it took a long time before I could sell it. And then somebody came in, got your quotas too. My quota was too low. And later on somebody came from Kamloops over there, and he built a new barn, but he didn't have the quota. And he bought my quota.
Hmm.
That was the way I get out of the business.
Did you get married in Holland?
I
get
married in Holland.
When?
In 1937.
Do you remember the date?
The 27th of May.
Oh, yeah. It's just some people can't remember dates. Most men, anyway. Never remember the date. How old were you when you got married?
26.
26?
I was engaged for 6 years.
Really?
But I couldn't get married because my mother was a widow and I couldn't just walk away.
Yeah.
You see?
Well, when she was, like, how'd she become a widow? Like, I understand your dad must have died, but...
Well, I was 7 years old when my father died. I think it was some kind of cancer or things like that. He had it in his head. He had terrible pain, headache, and... He died from that.
Like a tumor?
Yeah, I think so.
That's scary. How did you and your wife meet?
Well, we met for a long time because her brother was my best friend. I came there all the time over the house. You see. And that is why I get stuck with it.
What changes have you seen in Smithers? Like, since you've been here, like, the streets and the people and the atmosphere of Smithers.
How do you like it?
Yeah, like, what have you seen? Like, how have you seen it change? Smithers.
I don't understand your question.
Like, how, like, what have you seen Smithers turn into? Like, you know, how before it was,
oh,
how the streets were and...
Before? We lived in a house and beside... Where we lived was a very old building, abandoned, and lots of people went in and out, lots of Indians went in and out, and it was really for us something, something very strange. We had to get used to it, you know. But later on, the roads were terrible. We have still the wooden sidewalk in town. And all the gravel roads. In the springtime, at the top, it was just to look out of the window and, oh, another one gets stuck, another one gets stuck, and we're in the corner, be you sucked in there.
Yeah.
But later on, everything improved, and it is quite different now as it was at that time.
Well, did the buildings still look the same? Because I know they always try to. Every time they do something new to our buildings now, like from the for the stores, they always try to make it look like it did before.
Oh, well, everything is different. Now
yeah.
We have that Alpine style in town. And before, we had a lot of old buildings from before. And they all fixed it up. It's very, very, very different now. Now you have a nice town.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had the Hudson Hotel, and that burned down, and we had the another hotel again that burned down. We forgot, but the Delphi, he was still there. That was the big one. Mm-hmm. Even I worked for a while in the Delphi, night watchman.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What was your duties for that?
I have to clean the floors and things like that, and lots of people come in at night and give them a room and things like that.
Oh yeah. There was a lot of fires years ago, eh?
Fires?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why? Do you know?
I don't know why, but gardeners most of the time, I think.
Yeah, because every article I read says that the place burnt down. Maybe they had bad electrical systems or something.
We still have a picture of the Hudson Hotel that burned down. But it's in town where now, what building is there? It's like in the middle of Main Street. Between Caldwell and, no? I forgot. I can't, but that was quite a fire.
Was there a big demand for eggs?
Not too big. I couldn't sell them all in town. Well, they shipped in a lot of eggs from the big companies, you know, Kelly Douglas and things. They shipped all the eggs, and they had to be quite competitive to sell the eggs. That's why I went to Hazleton, and they had a good market in Hazleton.
Who influenced you to become an egg farmer?
Well, I had the property and I wanted to do something with it. That's why I started building my first building for 1,000 hens. And then that didn't work. It was too much work besides the offer. And that's why I built the other building and we had a full-time job.
Did you have any employees?
Well, my daughters, the kids helped me out in the beginning. Trudy helped me for quite a bit years. And that's, and the Van der Gaal boys, they laid around the candle in.
Mm-hmm.
They were pretty handy boys.
Did you have other farm animals?
Horses.
Horses and chicken.
Horses and chicken. I like horses.
Do you ride them a lot?
Oh yeah, I had quite a bit.
Would you just ride them around your property, or was there other places?
Well,
I
went most of them, very close to the fairgrounds, you know. There is not so much opportunity to ride them over here. The highway is closed, you are on the highway, and that is not a proper place.
Mm-hmm.
But I had, for many years, I was the only one with a horse and buggy in town. I didn't quite a bit weddings and things like that.
Should have started your own taxi business.
Parade. And that. Only trouble is I was too good. I never charged anything for it.
No.
And if you don't charge for it, they don't appreciate it.
Just take it for
and
a ride.
I get hardly get a thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes he asks me, what do you owe you? Well, give me a box of cigars. Didn't even get a cigar.
Well, that was mean. What was your price for eggs?
Well, that is, I forgot about that. I think about 70 to 80 cents a dozen.
So to ship them to other places, you just took them there yourself?
Yeah, I went for 13 years every Friday to Hazleton. Every Friday afternoon.
Hmm. What did your father do before he died?
He was a small farmer.
Yeah. Just ran the farm and
he had say 7-8 cows and he had that other 10 acres about for vegetables and beans and everything. Potatoes. came to Canada.
You had them before you came?
Yeah.
Okay. How old are they now?
Well, the oldest is now. Gish lives in Victoria. She's about 55, I guess. And the youngest one is Josh. He's in the mid-40s.
How many grandchildren do you have?
I have 90 grandchildren.
90?
19.
Oh, they said 90. Holy cow, that's a lot. 19. Do they come and visit?
6 great grandchildren.
That makes sense. It's a lot better than 90. Do they come and visit you a lot? Do some of them live around here?
Well, 2 live around here, and then 3 live around here. Keys live in Victoria, Josh in Parkville, John in Cunel, Nick in Vancouver, and Jerry is living over here. Jerry is a sign painter and paint contractor.
Oh yeah.
Do a lot of painting here.
What are the names that you remember, like when you first came to Smithers? Like stories about people that are still around, or not still around, but you know, people with common last names?
Oh, I know. That time, Pat McCammon, she was the daughter, you know.
I've heard a lot about her.
Yeah. She was the daughter of a very good old-timer. He was one of the first ones in Smithers. How is his name now? Well, they are still around. They get less and less, you know, when you get them older. I'm 84 myself, and a lot of the old timers die one by one. There are not that many left anymore.
Yeah. So what did you guys do for fun? Like, did you guys go to dances or go play poker? Or?
No, I seldom went to a dance. I'm not a very good dancer. And I hate playing cards.
You're not good at it, or can't keep a poker face?
I can't keep my mind to it. Oh. Always thinking of somebody else. My main thing was horses.
Yeah.
I spend most of the time.
You just kind of stay close to your family then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Was there any kind of sports that you were interested in?
Well, in the old time, I played soccer when I was young, but there was not over here.
No, there's no soccer here?
Yeah, I was too old, but later on, when I left, I was 48. We had a senior club, you know, and that was not here. I didn't play soccer over here.
Do you miss it?
No, well, I look quite a bit at the TV. It's really nice sport.
Yeah. What were your parents' names?
My dad's name was Kees Bot, B-O-T. And Kees, that name they can change sometimes. The real name actually was Cornelis.
Mm-hmm.
And they, for the majority, called it Kees or Cor. My daddy called Kees, he called me Cor. And the full name was Cornelis, but over here they do it a little bit different. Over here they call me Cornelius.
Yeah, that's what we call you. So, does Cornelius mean something in your old country?
No, I don't think so. It's just a common name.
What was your mom's name?
Anna. Anna Swan.
Oh.
I think that Swan, that is from before an English name. It came by 4 other. My mom's older,
you do. Just a little bit. But you can tell, yeah. So, how many brothers and sisters did you have?
I have two sisters and three brothers and I have six.
Are they still alive?
No.
No?
I have two brothers alive. My sister died and my brother died.
Where are your brother and sister living?
We are still living in my old hometown in Holland.
Do you go and visit them very often?
Well, I have visited them quite, I think, about 6-7 times. But if you go there again, I don't know.
No. Did you want to go back there?
I like to go one more time. But I don't know, that all depends on my wife's health.
Oh, she's not.
She is okay, but he is 84, and you know, then you get some little trouble. We are not the human for traveling.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently my grandma's not feeling too great either. But yeah, that's expected. So, what are your brothers and sisters' names? What are your brothers and sisters' names?
Oh. My brothers are Jan and Joe and Pete. And Cor, that's me.
What are your sisters' names?
Marta and Alia.
Those are different.
Yeah.
Never heard them before.
My wife's name is Alida too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Calvary, just for the common Ali.
Does she like it here? Does she like it here?
Oh,
your
yeah.
Wife? Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Does she speak much English?
No, that is her trouble. She's a smart woman, and she knows a lot, and she can remember things from the past I have forgotten completely, but she can't remember the language.
Oh, she used to know it?
No.
No?
She has no knack for it. You tell it her over and over, and she pronounced it different, and she just had no knack for it.
Yeah, she just doesn't want
to
learn.
But she still does. She goes to town, and she goes to the shore, and she still manages.
Well, she must understand English. Just can't speak it?
Not all, you know.
Yeah.
That depends how you talk. Some people talk pretty fast, and then it is a little bit hard for her. Otherwise, she goes by.
Yeah, because I have a couple friends who speak French. Like, they know how to speak English, but they'll speak French just to see if I can understand them.
Yeah.
And I'll understand what they're saying. I won't know what they're saying, but I'll do what they tell me to do, and I don't even know how I know the language. So she probably knows when somebody says something to her, but maybe she just doesn't know how to speak it.
The trouble is, you talk too much. If she's talking, she tells the whole story.
Mm.
And then you get lost. I tell them anytime.
So what sort of things do you do in town here now? Like, what do you do every day?
Now, right now, it is winter time, I don't do very little. The days are short.
Mm-hmm.
4 o'clock, I finish everything. I go inside and listen to the news and TV and things like that. In the summertime, I like to be in my workshop.
What kind of, like, you make wood objects?
I like to build horse buggies.
Oh, really?
I made different ones. I'm finishing this right now. I have a couple all on the carriage, springs and everything, and axles.
Like really big ones?
No, not the really big. No,
but
just the.
For two people?
Yeah, two or four people. But I put them on motorbike wheels. There are no wheels. The wheels are gone, and they have really nice motorbike wheels.
Mm-hmm.
And that works pretty well. sale. I have to clean my chicken barn. It's full of junk.
Are you going to donate most of it to the museum?
Well, they looked over everything quite a bit.
Yeah.
And I don't think there is pretty much more for the museum.
Some big sale?
I'll try to sell as much as possible.
I'd go to an antique dealer. Maybe there's some antiques in there.
Well, we have some old stuff, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But if it is used for an antique dealer, I don't know.
Mm.
Use common things.
Mm.
If you have a big building and it's empty for more than 20 years, and you have different kids in town, and you have something you want to get rid of, where do they bring it?
Your shed?
Bring it to the old chicken house. And in no time he's filled up. But it is not always things from quite a good value.